This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The health bill collapses. It's official. And it's also official. This has been the most unproductive Congress in 164 years. Woohoo! Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well during this midsummer crunch. I know a lot of people actually are on vacation now. Almost everyone I know is on vacation. If they're not on vacation physically, they're on vacation mentally because they don't want to work, right? Because it's just too bloody hot in half of the places that we live. We were hoping to take the show to Washington, D.C., but the other who usually joins us on the show fell sadly very ill. So thoughts and good wishes and prayers and anything else that you can throw your way to me and my family would be terrific. I think Paul is strong. He'll pull through, but he had to be hospitalized, and it was a couple of scary, scary moments. So I know many of you share those kinds of horrible things that happen and how you've dealt with them, whether it was Joe who called us and told us about an exploding appendix and how harrowing that was in another country and barely pulling through that, or whether it was Mary who called the show years ago to talk about falling down a flight of stairs and having a concussion and nobody finding her for a while and being lucky to be alive. But anyway, it has been a crazy, crazy 24 hours. And certainly in Washington, D.C., much of the same. So the deal with the health bill collapse is this. It's what we've been talking about. Two Republican senators, and I've mentioned this in the previous show I did, Utah's Mike Lee, Jerry Moran from Kansas, pretty much sealed the fate of this late Monday when they said they would vote no in an initial critical vote that had been expected as soon as, you know, coming up this week. So that announcement pretty much kills the possibility of the numbers. That which basically means it's dead. It is official. It is gone. The core of the bill, Chuck Schumer, the longtime Democratic senator from New York, said is unworkable. He said Republicans should start from scratch, work with the Democrats on a bill that lowers premiums, provides long-term stability to the markets, and improves our health care system. Similar to what happened in the House, you know, the House approved in May after its own setbacks. So now McConnell's bill would repeal Obama's tax penalties on people who don't buy coverage and cut the Medicaid program for the poor, elderly, nursing home residents, and roll back many of the statute's requirements for the policies insurers can sell, and eliminated a lot of the tax increases that raised money for the expansion. So there was protesters on the Hill. It's been that way for the last couple of days, but it just has officially collapsed. You know, there's not much more to say about that. The Republican Party is eating its own, and the Democrats are probably going to try to exploit it, although the Democrats are very lame in that category. Every time they get a freebie, I'm going to call it a freebie from the Republicans, they don't do anything with it anyway. So I think it's just a stalemate, and we'll be talking about this in the fall. It'll come up constantly. It's just, we're just going to be regurgitating the same themes. Nobody's going to tell us anything new. I mean, I say this all the time. If you ask anyone in America, do you want affordable, fantastic health care? What American is going to say no? I don't care if they have a lot of money, no money, whatever it is. Nobody's going to say, no, I want truly expensive, outrageously, ridiculously crappy quality health care. We all agree on it. It is just the most bizarre thing because we've allowed it to take over. We've allowed the insurance companies to do some ridiculous things. When you go in a hospital and an aspirin costs $200, give me a break. So much of the health care costs that have spiraled out of control have to do with really nobody paying attention to, in some cases, what the insurance companies are doing. And then not to have a competitive market, I think, is a big mistake. If it was competitive, I do believe, I know there are differences between when people try to compare the car insurance market to health insurance, it's different. I don't want to be compared to a car. Unless, you know what? Unless it's like my young friend Donovan's cars, right? The Viper or something. If you want to compare my body to a Viper and it can be finely tuned like that, I'll take it. But most of us know you can't do that. So here's the thing. How do we hit the target? I can't even imagine being a senator or a congressperson and trying to wrestle with this, let alone what's happening in your own party and then with your own constituents, the frustrations. I mean, we are back to where we were before. What is different about this? What is different? Right? Coming up in this hour, we're going to have another version of We Can Count, because, of course, it's all about the numbers, and there's some crazy, crazy numbers, like a high school that's going to have a mega football stadium that's going to cost almost $50 million. Do you remember your high school football stadium? I went to two high schools. I went to Camden Catholic until I was lucky enough to go to the public school. I had to beg, but I got there, Cherry Hill East. And I know we had a decent football stadium. I don't know how much it cost, but I'm going to have to find out. I guarantee nowhere near $48 million. Either one of those weren't anywhere near that. Just absolutely, you know, absolutely crazy to think about that. So that's one of the big numbers that we will hit for sure. And then we'll talk about these so-called mosquitoes, these lab-created mosquitoes, if you haven't heard about that. Do we need to create mosquitoes? I saw this thing about the billions of mosquitoes that were blown in by the storm in Florida, and I just was in Florida, in Tampa. I was on Davis Island, where my family lives, and it seemed like anytime you went out, it was mosquito hell. I mean, you pretty much were handed not a bottle of water, a bottle of repellent when you walked outside. So I guess all the rain and the storms and all that other stuff that happened, and particularly in southern Florida is where it's really bad. They say it's the revenge of the mosquitoes, that it's just so incredibly out of control that if you go anywhere in Miami, forget about it. Patio seating. It's at a premium. Want to sit on the patio? No, thank you. And they're trying to do whatever they can to, you know, stop these mosquitoes, stop the spread of the mosquitoes. But it's really just that bad. I mean, extraordinary numbers of calls on how to kill mosquitoes. I know on this show we've asked for suggestions before. If you have a great suggestion to our friends in Florida, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, or jam on these numbers. 855-266-5283. 855-266-8. See you in a few.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
And without further ado, let's tell you the mega football stadium, $48 million. Prosper ISD, only in Texas. They do make it bigger and better and badder, right? So at no expense is spared for this. I heard about this stadium, and now it's interesting to learn more about it. Prosper ISD getting this new football stadium and what it's going to look like and what it's going to cost. 12,000 seats, and it will serve all of the district's high schools moving forward, so that's good because that means they're all going to use it. The second Prosper High School isn't scheduled to open until 2020, but the current high school's enrollment has increased it big time, so they say it now warrants it anyway. And this is the price, baby, of doing business in Prosper. $48 million. Wow. $48 million for a high school stadium. It's kind of like a it's like a race in against who's, you know, California, Florida, and of course Texas with these stadiums. But the project is going to be funded from a bond issue that was passed about 10 years ago, and they've got about, you know, the costs are earmarking it just under 50. Like I said, it's less than the Allen Eagle Stadium, which was $60 million. That opened in 2012. And the McKinney, these are all Texas cities, not very far from my home, actually. $70 million stadium. Whew. I mean, you should see these facilities. Whatever search engine you use, look it up and tell me what you think. It looks like Cowboy Stadium. Wow. So if you're a kid and you play football and you're really good or you're in the band, that's pretty cool to play in front of those kind of crowds, whether it's, again, a band thing or if it's a, or whether it's you're there and you're playing football. That's like the real deal. Imagine the tape you can put together for scouts. It would have to look pretty good, right? Since we're in the 40 million category, so I just want your mind to go here with me. 48 million for a mega football stadium, or 42 million for a high rise, $70 million for this high rise, 70 floors up. Yeah. The master bedroom has two wings. There are seven baths, even a butler's pantry, 7,000 square feet, and the price is $42 million. So who would buy this? Apparently, there are a lot of people interested in this. And it's, supposedly it's just going to be incredibly opulent. I would think for that amount of money, it would have to be incredibly opulent. Well, listen, the view is incredible because you're on top of San Francisco. You could overlook the bay. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's a lot of space. 7,000 feet, the penthouse. The penthouse. And it's right near the Salesforce Tower. Wow. Lottery, anyone? I don't know. Tech guru? I'm just thinking out loud. Who is that? Who's buying that? Or somebody from another country that has a whole lot of money that can afford that and they go back and forth. That wouldn't be shocking to me. Wouldn't be shocking. All right. We've got a caller who may have that money, if I'm right about that. Let's see. Can we punch Dan in, please? Hello, Dan. Is this Dan in Texas?
Hello, baby.
How are you?
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much.
That's right. That's what happens.
Just got through with a peanut butter sandwich. Listen, I was sorry to hear about Paul. I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, he had something happen with his heart. He's 44 years old.
My God, no.
He's going to be okay, but it was scary moments for me, let me tell you.
Well, honey,
nothing,
I'm sorry.
There's nothing like rushing. I decided, here's my choices, Dan. Ambulance or me, and I'm 1 mile from a hospital. I decided I'm going to bet on myself getting there faster, and that's exactly what I did.
Baby, I will go with you anytime.
Thank you. Forget the ambulance. Kate will take you.
Hey, have you heard about these new crotchless jeans you girls are wearing?
Let's hear it.
They're by Showman Defer.
Oh. I understand. That was very funny.
Oh, well. I'm a happy camper. Now, listen, everything's been going along great for me, but I was a little concerned about Paul, as I say. And I have only one suggestion on the mosquitoes. The only thing I know is citronella candles. They seem to do a pretty good job.
They really work?
And you also get rid of any water standing around. I don't know what you can do about it in Florida because every time you turn around, well, especially down there in Tampa Bay, I mean, rain.
It comes
off the ocean. Boom, gets there. Boom, dumps everything. Thunder and lightning capital of the world, as you well know.
Right.
So you can't have that without a whole lot of rain. So I don't know what you're going to do. It's just terrible with mosquitoes. We're pretty lucky here. Of course, I stay inside where it's air conditioned most of the time and then creep out in the middle of the night to go tool around and then run back to the little air conditioned house.
That's the smart way to do it. And you're right. I mean, it's worth trying citronella candles.
I'm looking forward to fall already. I have had enough summer.
Yeah, me too.
It's just been too hot for you and me both, right?
Yeah. Yes,
well, listen,
I agree.
Listen, I won't keep you. I'll let you go. But give my best to Paul. And
I will.
Tell him Dan called and wish him very well. And I wish him I wish nothing but good for you as well, love.
Thank you. I will tell him that, Dan. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'll tell him your joke, and he'll get even better faster. How's that? As we move back into the number thing, oh, boy, the number thing. Okay, so I always say it is about the numbers, don't I? And I talked about those other lab-created mosquitoes. Just even the word mosquito gives me the chills. I think I'd rather have an elephant charging at me than mosquitoes all over me, because then you get those itchy bites. You know what I'm talking about, right? But this is a different kind of thing. So there's this debug project, and it was an initiative at verifying the way to reduce the global health impact that mosquitoes inflict on people, the disease. So they have this Debug Fresno, which is a field study to test a potential mosquito control method using sterile insect techniques. Sounds fascinating. In collaboration with Mosquito Mate and others. And so that's what the deal is. They're doing this, they're testing this sterile male mosquitoes that are being treated, mosquitoes, with this bacterium. And it's good. They're going to do it for a 20-week period in two neighborhoods, 300 acres in size, they say, so that they can measure all of that, and they're going to work on trying to see if that it works. You know, because think about it. Zika, dengue, chikungunya are endemic. They're brutal. So they think that's going to help the local communities, and that's, they have these cool little cars that are driving around. Debug Fresno. We'll see if it works or not. But really, so that's what that's about. The lab-created mosquitoes trying to work their magic, right? This is so sad. How about this 100-year-old tortoise? You know, they can get pretty old. Stolen from a Queens animal shelter. Shame on that, New Yorker. So employees of this animal center were very surprised to discover someone had made off with the tortoise. The head of operations at the Alley Pond Environmental Center in Bayside called the cops at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, said the enclosure was broken and the shelled reptile was gone. They saw forced entry. They determined that. And it's a bizarre heist because someone stole the tortoise. That's it. Let me get my hands on that old tortoise. And they did. And they took off with it. I can remember stories about that. About the tortoise, because you know you can't always tell how old they are. I guess there's a way that they can kind of guess, and that tortoise was a pretty famous one, so I'm sure they talked about it enough and somebody figured, I mean, was it an inside job? I don't know. Hang with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
And we're going to talk about it on America Tonight, Season 7, Episode 1, a sweet, sweet Dragonstone, as they say. The war is on, and I cannot wait. And the rest of America, or at least some of us anyway, are into it because the ratings, as I talked about, were explosive. So let's talk to our resident expert on this, Music Man, the captain of Me, at least I call him that, Andy. Hello, Andy. So you, like me, are a fan of Game of Thrones, and you watched this first episode like I did. And what was your initial reaction?
It was that a lot of time went into it, and it was a little odd seeing Ed Sheeran in there.
It was. The musician? For people who don't know. Yeah, I think so, too. I don't know. What was the best part of it? I'm trying to think. What was the best part of the whole thing? I'll tell you what was crazy. Sam, the whole Sam's life, where he's working and he's putting up the books and he's cleaning the pots of all sorts, if you know what I mean. That was kind of creepy, but the editing was awesome on it. It was brutal. How his waking hours were pathetic, reshelving books, emptying chamber pots, eating horrible, horrible meals. I thought that was, I thought that was pretty interesting. Jon Snow, the King of the North, I liked that side of it. I guess we should have a disclaimer, I don't know, because maybe there's some people who watch Game of Thrones and they're listening. Do you think, Andy?
We're supposed to say spoiler alert before we do this.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler alert. Everybody listening? Spoiler alert. Okay, so what do you think of, well, first of all, this war on the King of the North, what do you think is going to happen? In the end, is it all about Jon Snow?
No, I think Arya is going to make the big change.
Arya.
Nobody knows that
now.
She's alive. Yeah.
Yes, and she's getting revenge. Right?
I think she might end up killing Cersei.
Ooh. Well, that'd be good, I think. Right?
Cersei's pretty evil.
Pretty evil. I think so, too. Jaime Lannister. I mean, what is up with Jaime Lannister? He is just controlled, I suppose, by Cersei, right?
Pretty much. He would die without her.
Yeah, I think so, too. So for people listening, and this sounds like gobbledygook to them, and we're not talking Washington politics, how would you describe Game of Thrones?
It's such a complicated show, and, you know,
complicated.
There are actual parts of the show that kind of resemble modern politics and the social climate.
There are. I agree with you. I think there are some similarities, but it's weird. It's kind of like a fantasy / throwback to ancient times, but not really. I mean, that's why it is hard to describe, but to give somebody who has no clue about what we're talking about, you have to read it to get it. I think you do. Or you have to go back and watch the first seasons to understand it.
I kind of get Lord of the Rings vibes, but with less fantasy.
Yeah, that's it. That's probably better. Lord of the Rings with less fantasy.
And more kingdoms and conquering.
Kingdoms, yes. Like historical. There is like this weird historical element to it. All right, so that's Game of Thrones. We didn't give away anything. You think Cersei's gone in the end. You think Stark is the heroine. I think Jon Snow is going to have a heavy hand in something. But nobody knows, you know, what's her name? Arya is alive, right? So that's part of it. I don't know. It's interesting watching. If you have not seen it and you like what we just described, then watch the first couple of episodes and see what you think, and then you'll catch up maybe. You'll be one of those crazy binge watchers. You have to binge watch a lot, though, to catch up to where we all are on the spectrum of this, because we're at the tail end. You know, we're in this last season now, waiting and waiting and waiting, because winter has come for the rest of us. And you'd still be back in summer, so you'll have to catch up quickly. Let's just put it that way. All right, so as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, it's interesting talking about Lord of the Rings and talking about Game of Thrones, what resonates with people, and then what you can really kind of hook into modern times. And there is this element to what Peter Jackson did with Lord of the Rings that also could, pardon the pun, ring true, this fantasy novel about the Hobbit, the whole story, the sequel, really, to the Hobbit, but which exploded into something even bigger than that. But there was sort of a political element to that as well. And it's in a future episode of America Tonight, we'll have to compare some of the politicians to some of these characters and see how they match up, because I think a few of them might match up. All right, this is a follow alert, because I got so many emails from you, and we're going to do a huge email segment in our next hour after Forbes Books at Bedtime. But so many of you were just so saddened by the story that I was talking about with this woman who was killed by a Minneapolis cop, and they've been investigating this fatal shooting of this Australian woman who was a good Samaritan, apparently. She was a spiritual healer. She was about to get married, and she was killed on Saturday night after she called 911 to report what she thought was somebody being assaulted in an alley behind her house. So, what is very weird about this, her name was Justine Damond, is that the two cops, the partner of the one cop, Matthew Harrity, told investigators he was startled by a loud sound near their squad car right before Damond approached the car on his side. So he said that his partner shot Officer Noor, shot her through the open window. And of course, he's, you know, he hasn't been interviewed. He's been on the force for 21 months. The other officer for just a year and a little bit more. So that's what happened. Now we do at least know the story that she called 911. When the police came up, she went to greet them, went to the one side, and boom, he shot her. Startled by her, I don't know what it was. Terrible. Condolences to the family. It's absolutely horrendous. The murder of this innocent woman who thought she was being a good Samaritan. I can't imagine that there is not going to be some prosecution here. The witnesses, who are the witnesses? And, you know, there's much more to come, I think, on this story, but at least that makes more sense to know what happened, because it seemed incredibly vague before with no details whatsoever. And so now there's a little more detail, sad as it is, but that's how she was shot. That's what happened when she simply was going to go out to talk to the cops, to tell them. And she was the one who called 911, right? Man, oh, man. And, you know, speaking of the 911 thing and how vital that is to save lives and to help people and whatever, Apple filed a patent to allow discrete 911 calls. So this patent would create this panic alarm that could be used to call 911 using an iPhone fingerprint sensor in case of an emergency. So they could set up parameters, I guess, for calling simply by touching their phone. So if somebody was being held against their will, can you imagine that? And it could include pressing the fingerprint button a couple of times, swiping or pinching the screen in a predetermined way, or pressing the button with a set amount of force. If they can figure it out, how amazing could that be? I mean, very amazing. Now, with the next iPhone breaking the $1,000 price point, and imagine what the stock is going to hover at when that happens, maybe that's something that could be included. But, boy, that if that was used correctly, that could be incredibly useful for a lot of people. Now, everybody would realize, of course, the bad guys eventually would realize, oh, well, yeah, people have panic alarms, but you could get to the panic alarm maybe fast enough, and what a difference it could make in certain scenarios, like somebody being held against their will. That's the prime example of that. Prime example. All right, when we come back, we're going to scatter back to D.C. and give you the top stories, as it were, and how they're playing out, including the House voting on some money for a border wall. What does that mean? Coming up next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Oh, well. Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
All right, as we sweep to the top of this hour, we're going to hit a couple of big stories coming out of Washington, as I promised. How about the House voting on Trump's $1.6 billion border wall request? They're going to do that next week. And we've talked about this story for the last 7 months. Well, more than that, because this is one of the main things that Trump was running on. And they're going to try to fund this thing. So Republican leaders have decided to attach the money to build 74 miles of fencing. This is how it's going to break out. And a levee wall in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas and near San Diego, and a spending bill for the Defense Department and a bunch of other agencies like the Department of Veteran Affairs. They're going to attach that to it. The wall, of course, is opposed by Dems and some Republicans, but Trump is insistent on it, and the Republican plan would give Trump a boost. It would give him a win on the Hill after the whole health care thing collapsed. So adding money to the defense spending measure would be more palatable. Trump had promised that Mexico would pay for the wall, but hasn't come up with a plan to force it. So taxpayers would instead, you and me, foot the bill for this. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California announced that the Republicans had abandoned the plan to bundle all 12 of the annual spending bills for the budget year beginning October 1st into one, what they call, omnibus package. because it would be too much for the Republicans to digest. So they said instead, funding for the Pentagon, the VA, Energy Department, all tied in this smaller national security-focused measure because they probably have a better chance to get it passed. But will they? If they do, 74 miles of fencing? Well, that's not a wall, but it is 74 miles of fencing. So will they be celebrating that? I guess it would be, the thought would be, well, this is just a start, I suppose. But that, you know, still, again, has to be, you know, it has to be approved. Could make it because of what it's attached to. Could. Is what I'm saying. Not definite. Are you shocked by this? I mean, this is something they were talking about in Washington, that this Reuters Ipsos poll showed that Americans want U.S. goods, but they're not willing to pay more for them. So, yeah, we want, yo, go America, but we don't want to pay more for it. 70% of Americans think it's very important or somewhat important to buy U.S.-made products. Despite that, 37% said they would refuse to pay for more U.S.-made goods versus imports. 26% said they'd only pay up to 5% more to buy American, and 21% capped the premium at 10%. So see, American-made is awesome, but it's going to cost you more. And somebody from Walmart said customers are telling them that where products are made is most important. Second, ready for this? Second only to price. So it is about the price. People don't want to pay more money. So it just depends. So here's an example, and I saw this great story on this. Here's an example of what can work. So there's a place called Klein Tools, and it's a privately held company. It's outside of Chicago. Their annual sales, like $500 million. They make hand tools that are sought after by workers, electricians especially. They have a 9-inch pair of pliers that sell for about 30% more comparable to what else is out there, but they're sought after, right? That's how it is. Not all people will bite on that, though. Not everybody. Because it goes back to that price thing. But this is, again, the war that we always have. We want American made. It costs more. It's cheaper to make things overseas. Let's face it. You make it in these Chinese crappy factories where they have no regulations or very minimal regulations. Let's face it. Haven't we all seen those stories? And it's cheap, cheap, cheap. So if people want the cheap, cheap, cheap crap and they aren't willing to pay an American-made company that maybe, hopefully, makes it better because it's not always guaranteed of that, right? Again, you have to pay more. Theoretically, most of the time, you would pay more. All right, here we go again with Chipotle. What is going on with Chipotle? So somebody said to me, and maybe it was Paulie, maybe it was the other side, who said to me, Chipotle would be a good stock to get because they're going to rise after they had all those illness problems. Well, guess what? They have seen their shares plunge again because they had to close another restaurant because of a customer getting ill. So it suffered its worst decline in 7 months after a norovirus outbreak in one of their places in Sterling, Virginia, is where it happened. A small number of illnesses, so they're working on tracing it. They say the norovirus does not come from the food supply, and it's safe to eat at Chipotle. We want to open the restaurant. Remember, there was that foodborne illness that happened in 2015, and everything plunged for them. And, you know, norovirus cases aren't completely rare. About 20 million Americans get sick each year. So the stock plummeted. Oh, man. It just can spread from one person to another. It's so easy to have it happen. Remember, we took this show to Grenada, and we were with the experts, and we were talking about the norovirus and how brutal it can be, and it can be deadly. People get really sick from it. Some, not as much as others, but it's still, it's horrible. So once you even hear the word norovirus, sick, I mean, of course, who's going back there? You have a hard time, you have a hard time making that happen because of the headlines, because of what people read, because of what people see. Yikes, no. They don't want to do it, right? No, they don't want to do it. All right, we bounce back to the Russia fiasco. And this is the latest from one member of Congress, Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, says that President Trump's previously undisclosed conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin is a disturbing development. He says it's certainly very possible that the third meeting where you don't have the Secretary of State or even the Russia foreign minister present, the president may have betrayed, I don't mean in terms of the country, but betrayed his true interests, where his red lines might be. And he might be amenable to giving back Russian properties. We have no idea what was discussed. I mean, there is no idea what was discussed. We come back and circle around. I don't know, back on Russia, it's the same thing again. This is what we keep coming back to. What was said? What happened? Why did they do that? What was the meaning of any of the brushes with any of the Russians? Can they claim ignorance? Is this going to stick to anybody in the Trump administration? You know, I don't know. Right? I'll tell you one thing. One of the things that I think has to happen, and the Wall Street Journal picked it right, they're talking about that the president needs to have a new strategy of radical transparency. So if you look at the controversies and compare them to other presidents, forget the whole Stonewall strategy. Just forget that. The death of a thousand cuts of selective leaks. Because it gets pulled out of context. I agree with that. That was one of the things the Wall Street Journal wrote about. And they say if President Trump's approval rating stays under 40% to the next year, Republicans will begin to separate themselves from an unpopular president. Do you think that popularity will go up if the economy continues to rise? And even a fence versus a wall, I think, probably gives them a little bit of a bounce. We're bouncing out of here. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.